Track 14, The Poetry of the City. To mark 20 years of Visit Norwich, the stories of 20 notable city people from across the centuries are being told by a group of invited authors. Emma de Gorda, who defended Norwich Castle at 16, is one of the first to be celebrated.
Norwich has been home to some fascinating characters through the centuries, and a new project celebrating 20 years of Visit Norwich is highlighting 20 people from across the centuries through poetry, essays and more by a group by invited authors. 20 Stories, One City, the City of Stories has been launched to coincide with English Tourism Week, and one of the first people to be put in the spotlight is Emma de Gorda. The series is designed to educate and inspire people locally and from further afield to discover more about this carefully selected group connected to Norwich through the eras, says Melanie March, Senior PR and Marketing Manager at Visit Norwich. The collection highlights writers and reformers, artists, thinkers and changemakers, and rooted in Norwich, but alive in the present. But more than history, this is about legacy, creativity and the role Visit Norwich continues to play across community, cultures and shared ideas. The Norman noblewoman Emma de Gorda's remarkable story is told through a poem by local poet Daisy Henwood. It forms a part of a series of Poetry First commissioned by Norfolk Museum Service, a Norwich Beastery Poetry Trail for the Royal Palace Reborn project to renovate the keep, which reopened last summer after a £27.5 million project to bring the keep back to its original medieval status. At just 16 years old, Emma de Gorda held Norwich Castle when it was besieged by William the Conqueror after her husband and brother plotted a rebellion against him. William the Conqueror, in his absence, denied Ralph de Gorda permission to marry Emma, daughter of William Fitzosborne, Lord of Breteuil, in 1075. Well, taking matters into his own hands, Ralph de Gorda, Earl of East Anglia, married Emma and at their wedding reception plotted a rebellion against the king called the Revolt of the Earls. The Earls being Roger de Breteuil, 2nd Earl of Hereford, his new brother-in-law, and Wolsey of 1st Earl of Northumberland. Well, betrayal ensued, resulting in Roger de Breteuil being sent to prison and Ralph de Gorda escaping to Denmark to raise an army. However, Ralph failed and help never came, leaving Emma in charge of the castle, holding it against the siege of William's men. It was an incredible feat for a 16-year-old girl who led a three-month defence of the castle, resulting with her negotiating the safe passage of everyone inside when William compromised to keep peace. Emma lived in Brittany with her husband following the siege and died at the age of 46 on the way to her first crusade.
The poem, written by Daisy Henwood with help from Kendra, Asil and Kitty. The castle is not even stone yet, and it's surrounded by men. In the night, a horse rides northeast for the coast and leaves a girl in charge. Too busy to pine at the battlements, Emma is counting grain and heads. They all see her as a lamb, a girl who doesn't know her own mind, incapable of vanquishing a battalion of wolves. But she knows she is a unicorn, courageous and ready to protect her people. Her husband is a hyena. That's probably why the king disapproves. He knows she will discipline him, encourage him to stand up for himself. Emma's husband never listens. He avoids hard labour like the plague that hasn't happened yet and bolts at the slightest sniff of conflict. Winter is on the horizon. They've hunted as best they can, children, women, men too old or sickly to fight. Emma spends morning, noon, night poring over the ledgers in the castle yet to come. Horses, they carry their masters into battle, die by sword or fatigue just as men do, but God gave them a constitution less hearty than that of their riders. Emma sees the beasts from her window, thin and sad, when an offer whispers itself to life in the back of her head. Flesh is flesh. Even Christ gave his flesh to his followers to save them from damnation. And what is hunger if not the damnation of the body? With a butcher's knife in one hand and a quill in another, she flexes her French and begins negotiating. In a moment of inspiration, Emma releases ants into the castle, the chambers that, were the castle to fall, would belong to the king. She hopes their wisdom rubs off on her and drives the king to distraction. Even when her people are gone, their power lives in the strength of the ants, who, despite their size, carry the weight of collective responsibility better than any person. 3 months is a long time to be without her husband, but he's a coward, and Emma is brave and proves she does not need him. Her people do not starve, the castle does not fail, and they have 40 days to leave, and do, the city and its spirit remaining intact.